Washington schools are now required to include diversity, equity, and inclusion history and contributions in curriculum, but in Prosser, the newly passed law is already causing divides. NWPB's Johanna Bejarano reports.
Governor Jay Inslee signed a bill into law this year that's meant to promote inclusive learning standards and bring in all learning resources used by the students and teachers in public schools. Prosser was one of several school district boards that early this year signed resolutions against the bill, even before it passed. The law requires school boards to adopt age-appropriate educational materials that include histories, contributions, and perspectives of historically marginalized and underrepresented groups, including LGBTQ+ people. Jason Rayner is the Prosser School District Board president. He spoke against the bill in February.
It's not what's in the bill. It's the fact that I think, in my personal opinion, not only is OSPI, but our legislature keeps trying to whittle away the power of a school board.
But Noah Dempsey, school board student representative, disagrees.
This is not about what's best for every student in Prosser High School. It is about politics.
The new law mandates a screening for biased content and ensures that diversity, equity, and inclusion concepts are part of each learning standard and are culturally diverse as well. Laura Jansen is the mother of a Prosser student.
Every time something comes up that talks about diversity, inclusion, all of that stuff, they're always against it. And I think that anything mentioning specifically LGBTQ+ triggers them.
Voices from the community in favor and against the resolution echoed in the last month's school district meetings. Rachel Rees says in a letter to the board, she recognizes the importance of fostering diversity and inclusion in the educational system, but introducing LGBTQ+ history may not be appropriate. Kimberly Starr is a retired Prosser High School teacher. She says the impact of the decision goes beyond a resolution.
My perception is that we have some board members who are trying to set policy for the district based on their religious beliefs, and that concerns me.
Some community members questioned whether the board is responsible for reviewing and interpreting bills that come up in the legislature. Kimberly Casey is the Prosser School District Superintendent.
We do have a legislative rep on our school board. We do try and keep up on the WSSDA. I would say the answer is we try to review what's going on and know what's going on in the legislature.
People also asked why, with so many proposals focused on education, the board decided to oppose the DEI bill. Casey says she cannot answer that question.
I am the secretary to the board, so why they chose to review those, that's not a decision I make. They make those decisions.
Katie Payne is the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction Communication Director. In a written statement, Payne noted local school boards have the authority to review and approve their own curriculum, screening to avoid stereotyping and gender, race, and other forms of bias is already part of Prosser School District policy and is available to the public. Kennewick, Central Valley, and Deer Park school boards also discussed resolutions against the DEI bill. I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.